This episode is an introduction to the main ideas in Geoffrey Moore's Crossing the Chasm, translated for your startup. Agentic AI for hospital records abstraction, starting with cancer registry abstraction. The book is a go-to-market classic because it explains a pattern that many technical founders feel before they can name it. A product can be genuinely impressive, loved by a few visionary users, and still fail to become a mainstream business. The failure is not necessarily the technology. It is often the transition from early believers to pragmatic buyers. For you, that distinction matters a lot. Agentic AI for clinical abstraction is the kind of product that can generate excitement quickly. People can see the demo. They can imagine the drudgery it removes. They can feel the promise of chart review that is faster, better cited, and less exhausting. But hospitals are not casual technology buyers. Cancer registry abstraction is tied to compliance, accreditation, quality reporting, staffing constraints, and trust in the medical record. A registry team may want relief, but the hospital will still ask, does it fit our workflow? Is it safe? Is it auditable? Can our people control it? Will it reduce work in a measurable way? And who else like us is using it? Crossing the Chasm gives you a language for that problem. The core idea is simple. The market is not one smooth continuum. Different groups adopt new technology for different reasons. The biggest trap is assuming that enthusiasm from early adopters will naturally spread into the early majority. In Moore's framing, there is a chasm between those groups. To cross it, a startup has to stop selling a broad dream and start winning a narrow, painful, credible market segment. So the question for this episode is not just, what does the book say? The question is, what would it mean to cross the chasm in hospital records abstraction? The book starts with the technology adoption lifecycle. You have innovators, early adopters, the early majority, the late majority, and laggards. Innovators are technology enthusiasts. They like new things because they are new. In your world, this might be an AI-forward physician champion, a data science leader, a clinical informatics team, or a registry director who is personally curious about agents. They will tolerate rough edges. They may want access before the product is polished. They can help you learn, but they rarely represent the whole buying committee. Early adopters are visionaries. They do not just like technology, they see a strategic advantage. For cancer registry abstraction, a visionary buyer might say, "We are drowning in backlogs, our registrars are burned out, oncology documentation is getting more complex, and if we can build an AI-assisted abstraction workflow now, we can change the economics of our registry function." They are willing to sponsor change because they want to leap forward. The early majority is different. These are pragmatists. They want productivity gains, but they do not want to be the experiment. They want references. They want a product that fits existing operations. They want the implementation path to be knowable. They care about risk, support, integration, training, auditability, and whether the vendor will still be around in 3 years. The late majority is more conservative still. They adopt when the product has become standard, when peers have already adopted it, and when avoiding it feels riskier than buying it. Laggards resist new technology unless there is no other option. The chasm sits between the early adopters and the early majority. This is where many startups get stuck. Early customers bought because they believed in the future. Mainstream customers buy because they believe the product solves a present operational problem with acceptable risk. For your startup, this means the first hospital pilots are not the same as a scalable market. A hospital innovation group might fund a pilot because agentic AI sounds strategically important. A cancer registry operations leader might engage because they need relief. But to cross the chasm, you need a repeatable case that a pragmatic hospital can understand. This specific team has this specific problem. The product plugs into this workflow. The output is reviewed this way. The evidence is traceable, and the business case is measurable. In consumer software, the chasm might show up as weak conversion after early buzz. In hospital software, it often shows up as pilots that do not expand. The pilot gets praise. The demo impresses people. The hospital says the technology is interesting. Then legal review drags on. IT security asks hard questions. Registry staff are too overloaded to help with implementation. Clinicians disagree about definitions. The integration path is unclear. And the budget owner is not the same person as the champion. That is the chasm. It is not hostility. It is institutional gravity. Healthcare buyers are especially pragmatic because the environment punishes mistakes. A bad workflow can create compliance risk. A bad abstraction can create reporting errors. A bad implementation can consume scarce staff time. A bad vendor choice can become another system to maintain. Even when people want the outcome, the organization protects itself by slowing down. Cancer registry abstraction gives you a strong potential wedge because the pain is real and bounded. Registries face growing complexity, staffing pressure, and recurring abstraction requirements. The work is specialized. The documentation is scattered across pathology, imaging, surgery, oncology notes, radiation records, biomarker reports, staging details, treatment timelines, recurrence documentation, and follow-up. At the same time, the work has an important property for an early AI product. It can be human reviewed. You do not need to begin by autonomously submitting final registry records. You can begin by assembling evidence, proposing fields, highlighting uncertainty, and giving registrars a faster way to get to a defensible answer. That distinction is central. Mainstream hospitals are unlikely to buy a black box that says, "Trust me, I abstracted the cancer registry case." They may be much more willing to buy an assistant that says, "Here is the proposed value. Here's the source text, here's the date, here's why I chose it, here are conflicting snippets, and here's what still needs human judgment." The Chasm Crossing product is not the flashiest agent. It is the agent wrapped in workflow, controls, evidence, review, and a clear operational promise. Moore's most famous strategic advice is to choose a beachhead market. The metaphor is deliberate. You do not cross the chasm by spreading yourself thin across every possible customer. You cross by concentrating force on one narrow segment until you can win it decisively. For your startup, the temptation will be to say, "We do hospital records abstraction, cancer registry, transplant registry, prior authorization, clinical trials screening, quality reporting, revenue cycle documentation, safety event review, anything that requires chart review." That may be true at the architecture level, but it is too broad as a market entry story. A beachhead is narrower. It might be commission on cancer-accredited hospitals with meaningful cancer registry backlog, limited certified registrar capacity, and enough oncology case volume to justify software-assisted abstraction. Or it might be multi-hospital systems trying to centralize oncology registry operations and reduce variation across sites. Or outsourced registry abstraction vendors who need to increase throughput while maintaining auditability. Or academic cancer centers with complex cases and high documentation burden. The point is not to guess the perfect segment from a chair. The point is to define a segment tightly enough that the members recognize each other. Pragmatists buy by reference. They ask, "Who else like me has used this successfully?" If your first five customers are one cancer center, one transplant program, one revenue cycle team, one research office, and one AI innovation lab, you may learn a lot, but you will struggle to create market momentum. Each customer will require a different vocabulary, workflow, integration, buyer, ROI model, and proof story. If your first five customers are all cancer registry teams with similar pain, similar forms of evidence, similar quality concerns, and similar staffing constraints, then every implementation makes the next one easier. Your demos improve. Your onboarding improves. Your evaluation metrics improve. Your references become credible. Your product language sharpens. This is the hard emotional lesson of crossing the chasm. Focus can feel like saying no to opportunity. But in an early market, focus is how you manufacture trust. Another central idea is the whole product. The generic product is the thing you built. The whole product is everything the customer needs in order to get the promised outcome. For agentic cancer registry abstraction, the generic product might be an AI system that reads charts and proposes registry fields. The whole product is larger. It includes a secure way to access the right records. It includes document retrieval, patient matching, case context, field-level citations, confidence indicators, uncertainty flags, exception handling, registrar review tools, audit logs, role-based access, integration with existing registry workflows, export formats, implementation support, training, change management, and a clear process for measuring time saved and quality maintained. It also includes trust artifacts. Hospitals will want to know how the system handles protected health information, how data is retained, whether model outputs are deterministic enough for review, how errors are surfaced, how source evidence is preserved, and how the tool behaves when documentation is incomplete. The whole product may also include services at first. This is not a failure. In an early market, services can be the scaffolding that teaches you what the product must eventually do. You may need a hands-on onboarding process, chart source mapping, registry workflow interviews, abstraction quality calibration, and pilot success reporting. Moore's point is that pragmatists do not want a toolkit and a dream. They want the whole solution. If the product creates new work for the registry team, it may fail, even if the AI is technically strong. So ask yourself, what would a cancer registry manager need to feel safe putting this into the daily workflow? They need control. They need evidence. They need speed. They need a way to correct the AI. They need to understand what the agent did. They need to know when not to trust it. They need confidence that the product respects the registry's rules, definitions, and review culture. That is the whole product. Crossing the chasm puts a lot of weight on positioning. In a mainstream market, positioning is not a slogan. It is the mental box the buyer uses to understand what you are, who you are for, and why you are safer than the alternatives. For your company, there are several possible boxes. You could be positioned as an AI abstraction agent. That sounds exciting, but it may also sound broad and risky. You could be positioned as cancer registry automation. That is clearer, but automation may imply replacing registrar judgment, which could trigger resistance. You could be positioned as an evidence-grounded abstraction workspace for cancer registrars. That sounds more workflow native and less threatening. You could be positioned as backlog reduction software for oncology registries. That ties directly to pain and ROI. You could be positioned as quality-controlled AI prefill for registry abstraction. That emphasizes review and safety. The right positioning depends on the buyer and the wedge, but the book would push you toward clarity over grandeur. Pragmatists need to know where to place you. If they cannot categorize you, they cannot route the purchase. For an early-stage startup, one useful positioning statement might be, for cancer registry teams facing abstraction backlog and staffing constraints, we provide an AI-assisted abstraction workspace that assembles source evidence and proposes registry values for human review, so registrars can complete cases faster without losing traceability or control. That is not the only possible statement, but notice what it does. It names the customer. It names the pain. It names the category. It names the workflow. It avoids claiming full autonomy. It makes the product legible to a hospital buyer. The more futuristic story can still exist. Agentic AI may eventually support many forms of clinical abstraction, but the chasm-crossing story should be crisp enough for a pragmatic buyer to repeat after one meeting. Moore also argues that pragmatists understand products through comparisons. They want to know the competitive set. For your startup, competition is not only other AI vendors, it is the status quo. The status quo may be internal registrars doing manual abstraction. It may be outsourced abstraction services. It may be registry software with limited automation. It may be spreadsheets, queues, manual chart review, overtime, delayed case completion, and informal workarounds. It may be simply accepting backlog because there is no obvious alternative. When you sell, you are competing against all of that. This is why your proof has to be concrete. A hospital may agree that abstraction is painful and still decide that a new AI vendor is more trouble than the current pain. To beat inertia, you need a wedge where the pain is sharp, recurring, and measurable. Examples might include reducing time per abstracted case, accelerating backlog cleanup, improving source documentation traceability, decreasing rework during quality review, helping less experienced staff find evidence faster, or enabling senior registrars to supervise more cases. You should also be careful about how you frame human labor. If the message sounds like, "We replace registrars," you may alienate the people whose expertise you need. A stronger message is, "We give registrars a better workbench. The agent does the first pass evidence hunt. The human applies judgment, resolves ambiguity, and signs off." That positioning also helps with hospital risk. The product is not asking the organization to remove accountability. It is asking to reduce the manual burden around accountable work. After the beachhead, Moore describes a bowling alley strategy. You knock down one narrow market segment, then use that success to move into adjacent segments. For you, cancer registry abstraction could be the first pin. The next pins should be adjacent in workflow, buyer, evidence type, or compliance logic. One adjacent pin might be additional oncology registry workflows, case finding, recurrence surveillance, treatment completion checks, quality measure support, or follow-up evidence assembly. Another might be other hospital registry abstractions, where the work is retrospective, form-based, evidence-heavy, and human-reviewed. Transplant registry is a plausible adjacent area, but only if the specific workflow is chosen carefully, because some transplant data touches live allocation and operational risk. Another adjacent pin could be clinical trial screening in oncology. It uses similar source documents and disease understanding, but the buyer, urgency, and success metrics may differ. Another could be prior authorization support for oncology treatment, although that enters a different operational and payer-facing world. The bowling alley concept says, do not expand randomly. Expand from strength. Carry references, integrations, evidence handling, domain knowledge, and buyer trust from one pin to the next. The practical question is, after you win cancer registry abstraction, which adjacent use case lets you reuse the most while changing the least? That is different from asking which market is largest. The largest market may not be the next best pin. The next best pin is the one that compounds your credibility. Here is the startup translation of the book. First, separate technical platform ambition from market entry. You may be building a general agentic abstraction platform, but you should sell a specific workflow solution first. Second, choose a painfully narrow beachhead. Hospitals is too broad. Clinical abstraction is too broad. Even registry abstraction may be too broad. Cancer registry teams with backlog and staffing pressure who need evidence-grounded AI prefill under human review is closer. Third, design the product for the pragmatist, not only the visionary. The visionary wants transformation. The pragmatist wants a reliable path to improvement. That means security, citations, review, audit logs, implementation playbooks, references, and a clear ROI model. Fourth, package the whole product. If the hospital needs workflow design, source mapping, training, quality checks, and pilot reporting to get value, those are not side issues. They are part of the offer. Fifth, make the first win repeatable. The first few customers should teach you the same lesson repeatedly, not five unrelated lessons. You want a sales deck, pilot plan, implementation checklist, and success metric set that gets sharper each time. Sixth, make the output inspectable. In clinical abstraction, the answer alone is not enough. The evidence trail is part of the product. The registrar should never be forced to wonder where a value came from. Seventh, avoid overclaiming autonomy. Agentic AI is powerful, but the chasm-crossing version may be deliberately humble. Draft, cite, flag, root, and learn from review. Autonomy can increase as trust, validation, and workflow maturity increase. Eighth, build referenceability into the product strategy. Pragmatic buyers want to hear from peers. Your early deployments should produce stories that another registry leader can believe. Before, after, time saved, quality maintained, adoption path, and lessons learned. As you build, here are the questions I would keep returning to. Who exactly is the first customer segment? Not the total addressable market, the first segment. What urgent problem do they already budget time or money to solve? What does the buyer call that problem in their own language? What would make them trust an AI-assisted workflow enough to use it every week? What is the smallest whole product that creates a complete outcome, not just an impressive demo? Which fields or subtasks are safe and valuable enough for the first version? What does human review look like in detail? Where does the product fit into the existing registry workflow? What evidence will prove success after 30, 60, or 90 days? What customer story will make the next similar hospital lean forward? And maybe the most important question, what are you willing not to build yet so that you can become the obvious choice for one narrow market? Crossing the Chasm is ultimately a book about discipline. It says that great technology does not diffuse automatically. A startup has to earn mainstream trust by choosing a narrow market, solving a complete problem, and becoming the safe choice for a specific buyer. For your agentic AI startup, that is good news. Hospital records abstraction is enormous, but you do not have to win the whole category at once. You need to win a beachhead, where the pain is real, the workflow is bounded, the human review model is credible, and the evidence trail is valuable. Cancer registry abstraction has the shape of a strong first pin. It is specialized, document-heavy, recurring, compliance-linked, and burdened by scarce expertise. It also rewards exactly the kind of system an agent can become good at, gathering scattered evidence, proposing structured values, citing sources, flagging ambiguity, and helping humans move faster without asking them to surrender judgment. The strategic move is to resist the broadest story long enough to earn the narrow one. Build the whole product for one market, make it work, make it trusted, make it referenceable. Then cross from vision into adoption, one pragmatic buyer at a time.